The risk of Ebola to healthcare workers has become an issue in contract negotiations in California. April Dembosky of member station KQED reports on the discussions between a large health network and the state's nurses union.
Nurses have put Ebola on the bargaining table. The powerful California Nurses Association has been negotiating with Kaiser Permanente for months over a new contract. Among its most recent demands are better training, better protective gear, more staffing, and a special life insurance policy for nurses who may treat patients infected with Ebola. Diane McClure is a nurse at Kaiser's Hospital in Sacramento, where a patient suspected of having Ebola was treated in August. He later tested negative.
We'd like to have an extra supplemental coverage for specifically Ebola if we were to contract Ebola while we're at work.
She says even a month after the Ebola scare at her hospital, Kaiser has not provided nurses with any meaningful hands-on training.
They felt that all they had to do was pull up some CDC information online and put some flyers on the tables and in the bathroom, and that was it.
Leaders from California's union and its partner in lobbying, National Nurses United, are quick to call this a symptom of the country's fragmented healthcare system. The CDC issues guidelines, state departments of public health pass them on, then it's up to each individual hospital to take it from there. The unions say this is the reason two nurses in Dallas were infected with Ebola. They've hosted several rallies for the nurses at Texas Health Presbyterian, while carefully noting that the hospital is not unionized. Professor Joanne Spetz of the University of California, San Francisco, says the union is doing what any other group would do.
Of course, it's opportunistic.
She says many of their demands address real problems in the healthcare system, but National Nurses United is always looking to gain membership.
Texas is a state that has had virtually no union representation for registered nurses, so NNU may view this as an opportunity to demonstrate to nurses in that state what the value of their representation might be.
In California, Kaiser has yet to respond to all the nurses' demands. In a statement, it said that it is rolling out new training this week, including videos and simulation exercises, and it is supplying protective gear that is consistent with current CDC guidelines. For NPR News, I'm April Dembosky in San Francisco.